It's only December 2nd, but the holiday season only builds momentum from here with a calendar full of holiday events. Two of the biggest regular events of the season get started later this week in Medford and Grants Pass. In Grants Pass, it's the Rogue Winterfest. In Medford, it's the Providence Festival of Trees. Both are lavish celebrations of the season. Oh, and fundraisers to boot. We have a couple of guests to talk about those events. James Watson is with Providence Marketing in the studio with me here. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. Katie Shepherd's here as well. She's the director of the Providence Foundation. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
And from Rogue Winterfest, we have on the phone Ellen Johnson, the development... what is your title there?
Development director.
Development director. Okay, I wrote down development department. It confused me. Options Southern Oregon?
Yes, I'm with Options for Southern Oregon. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us a bit about the Rogue Winterfest, and let's get started with you about the history of the event and how it got started.
This is the 11th year for Rogue Winterfest, and we have it annually at the Bear Hotel, Evergreen Federal Bank's Bear Hotel. It's a five-day event and it starts out with a gala, and we have a golden social on Friday for seniors, and then we have a weekend event, and then we have a culinary event with lots of restaurants and wineries.
And is that basically the big foodie event?
Yes.
All right. And what happens there? So people just eat and drink and make merry?
That's right. Actually, at the culinary event, which is December 9th, that's Monday, we have a silent auction, and Broadway Phil and the Shouters will be playing, and you wander around and get to sample a lot of restaurants in the valley and a lot of local wineries.
All right. Tell us about the birth, you folks here in the studio with me, of the Providence Festival of Trees. It's been going on a bit longer than Rogue Winterfest.
Correct. This is our 22nd year coming up here, and it was started way back when with a true celebration of this season, but also to support Providence Foundation.
Support in what way?
Whatever the needs are of the community, Providence has this great opportunity to do a community needs assessment and find out what really needs to happen, thanks to the work that occurs, of course, in the hospital, but through the whole system. So whatever supports are required to make sure that we have a healthy community.
How many different events are there in the Festival of Trees?
We have days of events. So we have also a gala that starts on Wednesday, a big holiday party for our sponsors and supporters on Thursday, and then the public events start Friday, and that goes till Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the public event is what? What's the big thing for the
public? So the big thing, oh gosh, they can come anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Friday. And then we also heard from our visitors last year that they wanted extended hours, so 9 to 9 on Saturday and then Sunday 9 to 5. And through that whole time, we have local dance companies who come and perform. We have the violins coming into play. It's really a great opportunity to come and see the trees. But new this year, we have a teddy bear hospital. Thanks to the Murphy Company, there's this opportunity for kids to either bring their own bears or purchase a new bear and then get that bear x-rayed, and they get to help diagnose what's going on with the bear and provide some kind of treatment, all in a supported effort, really to get them to understand that hospitals are okay.
Yeah. Ellen Johnson, what is the fundraiser beneficiary from the Rogue Winterfest?
It supports mental health in our community, Options for Southern Oregon, Family Solutions, and Kairos. And we're the major mental health providers for Josephine and Jackson County. We have a lot of clients. We serve probably about 6,000 people a year with mental health issues in the two counties. And so our funds that we raise go to help support our programs.
Well, this is an important thing to know about Josephine County, because you are the primary mental health provider there, correct?
Options is, yes.
Options is, yes. That's
yes,
what I mean.
Yes, we are the community mental health provider.
And how did that situation develop? I mean, normally we assume that's going to be county mental health or some other more public entity.
In 2006, it was privatized to Options from the county. And so we have been providing services since that time. And it's been a very, very great way to provide mental health, because we have access to a lot of funds and foundations, dollars that normally would not have been accessed by the county. So we've been able to bring in a little over $10 million in mental health funds since 2006.
So does Options run as a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit.
Okay, and that's what makes you available for eligible for all the grants and all the other.
Yes,
got it.
Yes.
Got it. And again, these are pockets of money that would not have been available to the county.
Yes. Yep.
All right. The Rogue Winterfest, was it one time called the Festival of Trees, too? I seem to recall it.
Yes, it was. It started out as a Festival of Trees here. Festival of Trees is actually an international event. You know, there are people, there's one in Roseburg, there's one in Jacksonville, there in Eugene, Salem. They're all over. And so we did start out with that. But when we partnered with Evergreen Federal Bank, we decided to call it something different because it is a very different event. It's like Disneyland. You go into the Bear Hotel, and when you go in, it's just like there are so many activities and things for kids, especially on the weekend. We, too, like Festival of Trees, have entertainment about every hour on the hour. And we have a snow queen, we have face painting, we have Evergreen Federal Bank has a Christmas on Mars exhibit in there, so you go through Mars and spaceships, and it's a really incredible venue when you go in there. It's when people, I love to see people's reactions when they walk in because they're like, oh, you know, they do these big gasps and then they're on the phone calling their friends. You have to get down here. And, but it is, it's like a little mini Disneyland. It's, if you haven't been, it's really worth going to see. There's Cinderella carriage in there and, there are just so many fun activities for kids.
We're talking about Rogue Winterfest and the Providence Festival of Trees. Both of them start up later this week. Rogue Winterfest in Grants Pass, Providence Festival of Trees in Medford. Ellen Johnson joins us from Grants Pass. James Watson and Katie Shepherd are with us from Medford to talk about the Festival of Trees. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Bring your comments or questions or suggestions at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So what is the fundraising mechanism for each of these events? Let's start with the Providence Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees, it's truly from the generosity of the community, both in sponsorships and donors, and then the people who attend the auction event and your tickets. When you come to the public viewing, a portion of those proceeds are all going towards the entire proceeds are going towards the foundation. And we have all kinds of opportunity for people to support the foundation throughout the year beyond just the festival as well.
Is the festival the biggest single collection of money getting to one time though?
We our goal this year is $375,000. We've actually raised almost $7 million to date just through this Festival of Trees.
And how does the $375,000 projection compare to previous years?
It's about the same as previous years, but I'm feeling very optimistic. The crew has done an awesome job coming together, and I think we're going to make that.
All right. When you talk about the job bringing things together, given the elaborateness, particularly of the Festival of Trees, and your first event is Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
So how long, and I know the railroad show was in the armory until yesterday,
yes.
So did you guys get the armory like 2 hours after the railroad show?
Yes, actually, we had a crew that went in before the railroad show even started and put up just some of the initial skeleton, if you will, so that once they left, we can go in, and it's happening today. We're headed there next.
Who are the people who do all the work?
We have over 80 volunteers who create this committee of everything from the auction itself to the tree designers. They all start in February planning for next year. Isn't that amazing? I know. And so all of those volunteers then create their teams of support for whatever areas of their expertise they have.
Ellen Johnson, walk us through the setup process at Rogue Winterfest. You have one additional day, it sounds like, but that's about it.
Well, we start setting up tomorrow, and our gala event is on Thursday. And that's a real exciting. We're sold out, which is really wonderful. And then we have kind of a unique event on Friday, which we call the Golden Social, and that is for seniors over 55. And they have an opportunity to come in. We get a lot of people from retirement homes and people that are, you know, in wheelchairs and walkers that normally couldn't get around as well. And they get to come in and have dessert and listen to some music from the 40s and 50s and wander around at their leisure. And then our weekend event, Saturday and Sunday, is from 10 to 4. And on both days, and we have entertainment throughout the day. And as I said, Christmas on Mars and Snow Queen and people get to vote on their People's Choice Award for the tree that they like the most. And then our culinary event is on Monday, and that's also sold out. And that's also a really, really fun event. But all the proceeds that we raise from this event do go to three nonprofits. It's kind of unusual that a lot of agencies do not collaborate, but we got together years ago and decided that it would be good to make a better awareness of mental health in our community and the needs. And so the three main mental health agencies decided to collaborate on this event. And we too, like Providence, have we have over 100 volunteers that make this happen, and we start in January too.
Wow.
It's they're huge endeavors. Both of those of these events are just huge, huge endeavors.
So it sounds like by the time you're finished taking down this year's decorations, and I'm talking about, you know, just the general run of Christmas decorations coming down in early January, you're starting to think about next year's event.
We already are. We have people designing their trees already for next year.
Wow. That's amazing. And do you have any projections for what you're hoping to bring in through the Rogue Winterfest this year?
I don't personally. We try to do, we're a much smaller venue than Providence's Festival of Trees. But we live in a community also that is, you know, we have 20% poverty level in our area. Our main reason for doing this event is to bring awareness to mental illness, and it's also to provide an event as a thank you to our community for being so supportive.
Are there ways in which you can represent the causes without spooking people, I guess, would be the question at Rogue Winterfest? Are there ways to make people aware of mental health services and at the same time keep up with the holiday cheer?
Yeah, actually, we have people available to talk to people about our services if they want. And we, you know, usually have information available for people. But the main thing about mental health awareness is to provide entertainment and things, activities for people to do at a reasonable cost. So we have people that come in, our cost to get in for the weekend event for families is very inexpensive. Whole family can get in for $15 for up to six people. And so it gives them the opportunity for people to come in and spend time together as a family. And that's part of our program awareness, is to create healthier families.
All right. So $15 a family for the Rogue Winterfest. And then what kind of price tags are we looking at for the Festival of Trees?
So the public viewing days, both Friday and Saturday, actually and Sunday, it's just $5 for adults and $3 for seniors. Children 2 to 12 are $3 also.
All right. So it's $3 for seniors and for children?
Yes. Okay. And then $5 for adults. Yeah.
We were talking about the Providence Festival of Trees coming to Medford this week and about the Rogue Winterfest coming to Grants Pass also this week with Katie Shepherd and James Watson from Providence and with Ellen Johnson from the Options Southern Oregon Group, where she's the development director. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the events and the things you might have seen in past years that you'd like to see again. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. I guess the big question for Festival of Trees is, who decorates all those trees and how many hours into each one of those?
Hours, dozens of people. We have professional decorators from this community, as well as even those that come up from San Francisco to put together these amazing trees. I can't wait for you to see. There's an Up tree this year, Minions, you know, Despicable Me, and then the traditional, just beautiful trees. It's a great way to kick off the Christmas season.
And I believe we have a Lego tree this year that they've worked on for a year. They've made all the decorations out of Legos.
Really? Okay. But the tree itself is not Lego.
I was actually wondering if the tree was going to be
Yeah,
Lego,
you need to
not.
Come see.
Yeah.
So what are the rules for the two festivals? Let's start with Festival of Trees. I mean, do you have to have, are there parameters within which your tree has to be a certain height, shape, width, needs to be natural, green,
no,
something?
For the actual safety, of course, of the event itself, those are the parameters. But these are some highly, highly skilled, highly talented decorators. So we welcome them. This year we have 38 trees. So I don't know if that's too many or enough. I think you need to come in and be the judge yourself and see how it goes. But there are not the big parameters. Yeah.
All right. And Dellen Johnson, I mean, how many trees do you have up there, and how elaborate will some of those decorations get?
They get pretty elaborate. People every year seem to like outdo themselves from the previous years and get more and more gifts and things to the community. This year we have a medical tree where there are a lot of health services available that's kind of unusual. I don't know. Everybody comes up with such a unique idea every year. We have we've had upside down trees in the past. We don't have one this year. We also do art. The auction, we include local artists, and so we incorporate that. It's not just the trees. So this year we have 25 trees and 5 pieces of art. We have 30 items that we'll be auctioning off at the live auction night.
And does anybody get to see all of the elements before they come together, or is it really just a case of so many different trees and other decorations have been worked on at other sites and they're brought into the exhibit hall and then suddenly, oh, that's what we have this year?
No, wait. Everybody plans all year long, and then we have, as tomorrow, we come in and we start setting up. The designers come in. Some designers have already done their trees, and they'll just deliver them. Some people like the festivities of, you know, the few days before of getting the trees together, and it's a huge group of men and women that come and set up, and they like that excitement, and so they'll just come and throw their trees up. We know what the theme is because we don't like to get duplicitous themes, and so we know what their theme is, but when they actually get there and start setting up, it's just absolutely incredible. When the finished product is there, we just sit back and it's like, oh, the judges are always amazed.
All right, so in other words, a person might say, I want to do this theme for a tree, but they'll be told, no, sorry, somebody else has that theme already?
Yeah, we don't like to duplicate themes. So people have to submit their themes very early into the year so that we know what we're getting. We learned from experience years, many, many years ago. There were a couple people that had similar themes on the trees, so we like to see unique and different things every year.
It's kind of like showing up at a party with a dress on and somebody else has the same dress.
Exactly.
You want to avoid that situation. So Katie Shepherd at the Providence Festival of Trees, are any trees actually decorated there in the hall? Are they all delivered as is?
They're all put together there in the hall. So they kind of bring all of the pieces in boxes, and the designers are in charge of putting their trees together to look the way they want them to.
And how long does that process usually take? I mean, it sounds like they got the parts all picked out, but I mean, have they been put together, taken apart, and they're put together?
Most likely, yes. That's kind of the idea of working on it from February all the way until now, that they can actually put things together. If they don't like it, they rearrange and so on. But it is kind of the big unveiling for them all today and tomorrow. The designers come in and get everything set up, and it is fun. I'm thinking we should probably do a time lapse video at some point of from start to finish. Wouldn't that be neat to see?
It would be, indeed.
Yeah.
So what then, how much will each individual tree go for? I mean, this is where a lot of the money comes from,
exactly.
Isn't it? From the auctions of the individual trees?
Yes. Our auction, you know, I've seen trees go from $500 to thousands of dollars. Oftentimes the trees will be accompanied with gifts or prizes. Thinking back in the years, there's been a golf cart with a tree. There's been all sorts of really neat things that go with it. So upwards of $5,000 to $7,000 a tree. And the neat part is the public can come in and see those trees. And we do have a judging team who they're a group of awesome volunteers who come in and they do judging on both the trees, the mini trees, the wreaths, the fire displays, and so on. And they give the first, second, and third place awards. And it's pretty neat for the community to come in and then choose their favorite also out of all of the trees. You get to vote with your stub from coming in with your ticket. So,
is it a case if you have a judge's award and a people's award?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's a big deal for the designers. They love to be able to brag that, yes, they got first place or people's choice, especially people's choice, because that obviously with thousands of people walking through the door. And I should mention, last year we had 20,000 tickets for the public viewing and we ran out.
Really?
So you can imagine how popular it is. And to get that People's Choice Award is a big deal.
Ellen Johnson, do you have a People's Choice Award there too? I think you mentioned you have that one as well, don't you?
We do. We have the judges come in before the gala, and then we have different categories that we do. We have best traditional theme, best children's theme, best uses theme, most elegant, different things like that. So we have about 8 awards that we do for different trees, and including the People's Choice Award. And it's really 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 exciting. And I agree that I think the people that come in on the weekend really, they're so excited when they're walking around. We have ballot boxes in front of the trees that we put out, and watching them go back and forth to different trees before they put their little ticket in the box is really, really great.
It usually is a tough choice, isn't it? There's never one that just blows your socks off.
Yeah. Right. Especially the little kids. The little kids get tickets, too, so they get to vote on their favorite tree.
And I imagine that's the big feature of Festival of Trees as well. The kids are probably just going crazy because it's still several weeks till Christmas.
Exactly. And we have a great Santa Claus, too. That's something we've heard from a lot of our viewers, that they like to come for our Santa Claus, that, yes, you can get a professional picture taken, but we're not going to be upset if you're taking your own pictures. And it's a great environment. If you have other kids, while everybody's taking pictures, you can actually do something while waiting in line, looking at all the trees. It's a great opportunity as a family to kick off the season.
All right. Providence Festival of Trees starting on Wednesday at the Medford Armory. Thank you so much, Katie Shepherd and James Watson from Providence, for joining us here in the studio. The Rogue Winterfest at the Bear Hotel in Grants Pass gets started Thursday. Ellen Johnson from Options Southern Oregon, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you both here, and thanks so much for your time, and enjoy your event. Best of luck with it. And that'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. A little change coming up in hour 2. I'll tell you about that after the top of the hour.